You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's cool, bro. No problem, no problem. Yo, 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 yo.
No, it's fine. I was wondering if it was low.
Hello, 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 hello.
What's goodie?
Yup. Feel free to turn us up a little bit.
Turn me up in the headphones.
Is this 90?
Hey, man, he's recording.
Episode 90?
This is officially episode 90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn me to 100,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Come a long way in 90 years.
Nah,
no. That's a lot of episodes still.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. For real,
we've
dog.
Been working, man.
Oh, for real. Okay, so Maiden Chafford Podcast, episode 90.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is. Special guest in the building, man. Big up yourself.
Again,
obviously.
Of course.
Again.
He's back again, isn't it?
For sure.
Back again. Bay Shorts was his last effort.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Bay Shorts.
Who knows what the title for this will be.
Fresh for camera.
Special guest, introduce yourself.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm Deej. Yeah, I'm Deej, man. Let's leave it at
that. Yeah, come
man.
On.
My guys.
Love that. Boys, get off your aliases.
Come on, man. Cole in the building. Two Dems as well in the building.
I am in the building.
E-Man in the building. I don't know why I'm ringing off everyone's aliases. I apologize.
I can confirm. Feels, I am
feels,
in the building.
It feels nice.
It does, actually. Mm.
Come on.
No cap.
Of course.
No cap.
All right. So, should we just get straight into it?
Yes. Let's get straight into it. Yeah. The last time we spoke, Deej. Yeah. We spoke about Auntie Joshua.
My guy, my guy, my brother Femi,
of course.
My brother Femi,
my brother Femi.
You know it's mad when he calls him Femi, you know that's
Femi,
mad.
Man, for real.
This time it's come again. We have to speak about it because I think a black man has won again.
What, Wilder?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
The black man that no one knows about.
Who's that?
Al Haymon. I think he's the biggest winner in this whole entire situation.
Give us some context.
So,
I thought I was going to say Eddie Hearn was black for a second.
Nah, so pretty much what's happened is that Auntie Joshua and Tyson Fury had come together to try and set up a fight. It's probably the biggest, it is the biggest fight of this decade, probably boxing history ever, because it's where two heavyweights, some of the best, well, the two best heavyweights of today
prime.
Are coming together to actually unify all the belts to become the supreme world champion of the heavyweight division.
I'm following you.
Right. So pretty much Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, they had a fight, and Deontay Wilder had the chance to reactivate the rematch clause so they can go for the third time, but he didn't for whatever reason.
At the time.
So for this whole entire time, Auntie Joshua, Eddie Hearn, his promoter, have been trying to set up a fight, and it's been a strenuous situation, negotiations, so on and so forth, and they finally did it. They finally had everything signed, dotted, and they were going to fight. This fight was going to be, what's it, 14th of August? 14th of August or 24th? I think it's the 14th
of
August.
In that time frame.
So the next thing, in between that time, there was a case going on where Deontay Wilder tried his very best to have an arbitration, pretty much to appeal to make sure that he gets a chance to fight Tyson Fury.
Right.
And he was successful.
it's this arbitration, like a thing where they oversee everything that's going on, and they like pass it through law that you actually cannot fight.
They look at the papers.
Yeah.
They try to see whether there was a situation where he could be right in terms of Deontay Wilder, or Tyson Fury could be right to just continue and just shut everything down and just continue with the fight with Anthony Joshua.
Okay.
Lo and behold, whatever negotiations were going on in the background, Deontay Wilder won the case, and now he's scheduled to fight Tyson Fury on the 24th of July.
And the winner is...
And now, the situation between Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury is up in the air. Even though everything is signed and sealed, it's all up in the air.
So Fury has to definitely do this fight with Wilder as well.
He has to do the fight.
And now, but that's so scuffed because surely within boxing law, he's probably been training for the last, I'd imagine, month or so for Joshua in preparation for their fight. Now he's got to change everything for someone he doesn't even know.
We don't know whether Tyson Fury knew.
But he maybe saw this coming and was like, well, maybe I need to switch up my training.
No, I think Tyson Fury knew, man. Well, he didn't know the outcome would be where it was, but I'm sure he knew Wilder was definitely seeking to get this fight off, man.
He's ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, man. Yes, man.
He truly has.
You sound disappointed in the corner.
Man, my brother Femi was about to do his thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he beats Fury?
He beats Fury for me, man. You know what it is, yeah? I feel like... Wait, I'm confused, innit? I don't know how all of a sudden my brother Femi has become the underdog for that fight. Do you get it? Like, I look at the media, I look at the general consensus, online, if that counts for anything. Everybody's convinced he loses the fight to Fury. Everybody's convinced. They don't see how he beats Fury, you know? And I'm like, raw,
I guess because he's got that one loss under his belt.
Yeah, man, but...
It's got to count for something.
All great heavyweights have that. Like, these things happen, innit?
Mm.
These things happen. He took that loss. The loss was... Yeah, like, it was an upset, innit?
Yeah.
I feel like it was a... I want to call it, like, some sort of freak accident. That's what I want to call it, innit? The way it happened, like, you get me? No one expected it. He didn't look right. I think he didn't look right. I feel like if like anyone that can see can really see he didn't look right. But he put it right, innit?
Is it? Yeah. Do you think it's recency bias when it comes to
Fury?
Because obviously he had that fight with Wilder, and obviously from the US, they don't really rate Joshua like that anyway.
Yeah.
So for them to see him now beat Wilder, it's like, oh, rah. Maybe this guy is the one that's supposed to do this.
I think it's a bunch of things, man. I can't even lie to you, man. Recency bias, maybe. But you know, like, there's a saying, like, heavy's the head, innit? Heavy's the head that wears the crown. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You see, Joshua, he's built like a action figure, innit?
Mm.
Like, he's like the most perfect heavyweight in recent times, innit? Like, he's got the body of a... Hey, man. Poor.
I was thinking, where are you going?
Nah, like, but he's built very athletic, tall guy.
1,000%.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, man. You know,
not only that, he's built the heavyweight division. The division.
Yeah, man.
Quite literally brought it back.
Like, his whole story is perfect as well. Do you know what I mean? Perfect. The guy won gold at the Olympics, turned pro, and his rise to where he is now has been pretty much flawless, isn't it?
Do you know
what I mean? Like, almost like it was written, storybook type shit.
Mm.
Can I swear?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man,
storybook type shit, isn't it? But I feel like because of that, everybody looks for reasons. Or they look for chinks in the armor, innit? And they use anything to undermine or, you know, dismiss his thing.
Is it going to points through the AJ?
It could go to points. If it goes to points, I reckon AJ gets like 2 knockdowns and wins on points. Yeah, I reckon he gets like 2 knockdowns.
It'd be interesting. It's definitely a fight I want to see more so than Wilder and Fury, because it's been done twice now.
I
feel like I got the decision on that. I mean, Wilder barely won the first one, but obviously there's that infamous knockout, and then he rose back.
Hey, man.
Fury. Like, I thought it was the Undertaker.
Fury's on drugs. No, but I'm listening. He's on drugs.
Yo, you have to be built different.
Credit where credit's due, boy.
That's a fact.
That bang was sweet. I don't know how he got up to this day.
You have to speak to yourself, you know, like, really, like, oh, you know what, you have to get up from this. You have to have a real word with yourself.
The maddest thing is the way he got up, because
that kind of bang, typically you're still stumbling, you're still on a rock. Bruv, he just like...
He shook it off. Woke up. He was active. I think he finished the round on top as well. Like.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. It'd be a good fight, man.
I don't rate Wilder anyway. I've made it very clear.
Oh, that fight, I'm not really too interested in.
I don't rate him either, man. I don't rate him either.
I think
he's
got one bang and that's he's run around town with that and that's about it. That's
I mean, he's improved with his new sparring material, but...
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I'm just seeing clips. Like, I just want to see the real thing in the ring. And
that's a fact. Anyone can put clips together, but I don't know.
When was the last time he was on?
Yeah.
Who was he fighting? Where we were talking about the beige shorts. Who was he fighting that
Andy
time?
Andy Ruiz.
Okay. The first one.
His training campaign.
Looking funny in the light now, isn't it? Yeah. Fuck. I didn't even. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then he went on to lose. That's the one he lost, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one he lost. That's the one Accord.
Man, just running around.
Nah, man. Trust me, man. One day.
That's the one Accord.
Hey, man.
There's a conspiracy there, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the one I caught.
He didn't look right, man. He didn't look right. From the ring walk, he didn't look right.
What are you saying?
That's the one I caught. I'm just saying, listen, I caught it.
I caught the round.
I don't care. I caught the round.
No, you did. You called it. You called it because you're a Femi hater, man.
Femi hater.
You were waiting for the upset. Like, you just called upset and it happened.
No, personally, I just looked at Ruiz. He was a fat guy and I just didn't like the way he was moving as a fat guy. He's not. Like,
that's
not
the sentence ever.
I didn't like the way he was moving as a fat man.
What do you mean, as in like how he's carrying himself in the ring and just the way
his technique?
Right. Okay.
As a fat man, I don't expect you to move that swift.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was just looking at. I was like,
but he's Mexican, right?
Yeah, he's Mexican.
and he's had like 100 amateur fights or something like that.
Mm. But then again, they used to say that for the Cubans.
I guess so, but yeah, Ruiz's pedigree was different as an amateur anyway. Over 100 fights, I think he only lost like 4 times.
Yeah, Fair enough. That's
nah, mad. I guess we all want to see AJ versus
Chris Arreola. Just panned him, just gave him the business.
He won the fight, though. You get me?
He won the fight, but he did
drop a lot. He dropped a lot of weight for that fight. A new trainer, and he was out of the ring for, I'm assuming, something like 18 months. That's a long time, man.
Mm.
So I saw the ring rust, didn't it? I saw the ring rust, but then I saw glimpses of what is a good fighter. I think Ruiz troubles a lot of heavyweights.
Yeah.
Even the second fight with AJ looked a bit...
It wasn't clean.
He did the business, clean, but I was like...
It was
I
clean.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Hey, man. This is what I'm talking about. That's the type of performance Fury puts on and everyone sings his praises. It was clean, man.
It looked a bit shaky to me, man.
Nah,
I'll be honest.
It was clean. Maybe it's because you're not used to seeing Joshua fight that way.
Okay.
But that was clean.
He did what he had
man.
To do.
If you look at the judges' scorecards or whatever it is, or punches landed and things like that, I'm pretty sure that Joshua won nearly every round of that fight, maybe bar 2-3.
I think I was just more surprised at how Ruiz was taking the punches. Like, he just doesn't seem
to
be...
Well, maybe that's more credit to Ruiz than a takeaway from Joshua, if anything. Maybe that's how we have to.
I was more impressed by...
Well, he wasn't trying to bite off too much.
That you can chew.
Yeah.
No pun intended, obviously. The guy's kind of, you know. But the most recent AJ fight, I was actually quite impressed by it because I felt like he showed more...
Tactical, you get me?
Deji
educated me on that, for sure.
I could tell he's been working on stuff in training or in the gym, man. Mm. Yeah. I saw different styles to his fighting in that last fight with Pulev, innit?
Yeah.
At first I didn't get it, but then I was like, okay, cool.
Very impressive, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a situation we just have to watch and monitor closely. I don't know how this ends. Hopefully,
Are you a Femi hater? Is that what you're trying to say?
If Tyson Fury was to face Anthony Joshua, Anthony Joshua would win for sure.
Say that again?
Anthony Joshua would win for sure.
Against Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
Do you think Is he beating both of them, Wilder and Fury?
I think he beats both of them. You see the Wilder fight? Yeah, I think AJ deals with him on a mad thing. I think AJ fucks him up. Sorry, man.
Well,
he's just technically better and he hits as hard, isn't it?
But I've been saying for years, like, I think Wilder's not a good fighter.
Like, I think in that fight, if Wilder fights AJ, I think Wilder literally has to come out
swinging,
throw them. Yeah, man. It becomes
predictable though. But he won't win.
He has to throw them haymakers early or he loses, man.
Because the thing about Anthony Joshua, if Anthony Joshua is just focused, that's it. Like, I don't think there's anything that can come against him. Hence why I said last time he lost because he wasn't focused. He had big shorts.
Another thing, yeah, people talk about AJ's
chino shorts.
Hey, man, the chino shorts are nice, man. What are you talking about?
It's a summertime vibe, man.
Listen,
come on,
you can't wear those shorts because you look like you're wearing camouflage. So they're not, they're only built for certain niggas. Can't be wearing them big shorts.
I don't have a tan. Wow. Wow, is this really the DSS?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
He's not involved.
I'm not even involved. I'm just here. I'm just here for the band.
Nah,
you get
man, wow. DSS, so it's a man, different hue. Okay. Nah, you qualify, my brother.
Right. I appreciate it.
You're just on the outside. Just on the
safe, safe, safe,
on the outskirts,
safe.
You get me?
Safe. I hear that. I hear that.
It's at the entrance of the barbecue.
Busting a two-step, trying to get in, bro.
Mad. All right, so I guess just to conclude that topic. We all want to see Fury versus AJ, and no one cares about Wilder.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty Do you, man, much. Put much stock into any of these, like, I wouldn't even call them proper fights, these fights with the Jake Pauls and the
You know what, yeah.
The YouTube
I think you
fights.
Have to.
It's too like big. They're getting like too big to ignore.
You know what it is, yeah? A lot of people criticize it, like, oh, ruin the sport. But I'm like, yo, man. Do your thing, man. Do your
That's
thing.
That's a fact. Go chase the bag.
Like, money thing, FMX.
That's a fact. Man, do your thing, and man. These men are seeing money they haven't seen before in any other arena. Like, I don't know. That Tommy Fury versus that kid or whatever fuck his name is.
What kid?
That's easy money. Yeah. So yeah, I don't blame him. I think it's Jake Paul.
Jake. And listen, these other fight, like, the actual boxers, isn't it? Like, obviously, they must love the sport, innit? Mm. But at the end of the day, they do it for money as well, innit?
Yeah.
They'll be lying if they said they didn't, innit? Like, so when people look at these, I want to call them influencers or YouTubers, whatever it is, coming into the sport and saying, oh, they're ruining the sport just for money. Like, the sport's been about money for a while.
It's been, for years.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't call him Floyd Broke Mayweather.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fact. Well, but I just don't find it. Oh, well.
He is hungry because there's no way he's fighting this kid.
Nah, I don't rate the. I kind of enjoyed the banter and the back and forth with McGregor. I kind of found it funny, to be honest with you. But the whole oh, I got your hat thing. I was just like,
oh yeah, I'm not, yo man, what show this? These transplant to the world, man. It's peak, man. You know, like, came there with a cat. Do you get me? You didn't think nobody was gonna see what's going on under there.
That's bullying, man.
He just took his cap, man. I've never seen Floyd so angry before. You know?
That's true. Yeah, he's maybe Jake's already won.
He must have felt vulnerable, you know. When that
How can the man say he had your hat already and then he told you he had your hat?
That's too funny. I know when 50 saw that, he was thinking, I know that who I think it is. I know he was on him, bro.
Love it.
He was on him.
Yeah, so the world of boxing is in a very interesting place at the moment.
Absolutely.
So, we have to get into it. I wish I had bottles here, man. Congratulations.
Yo, man, we've got bottles, man.
Yo,
come on.
How does it feel?
How are you
taking it in? I'm seeing the plaques. Life is changing. OVO tracksuit.
Yeah, man.
I had to represent.
Shouts out to my guys at OVO, man.
Say what?
I'm joking.
I was like I'm that. Latest trends, man, top five trends. In the charts. Yeah, Patrice Evra.
Patrice, man. I support United now. I'm joking. But
safe,
nah, man.
Safe.
Grateful, man. I can't lie, man. Mm. I'm grateful. I'm humbled. You know what I mean? I'm proper grateful and humbled. I'm just taking every day as it comes and just trying to fully immerse myself in
the music
world.
How does one even get into this? Because how did you meet the boys?
It's a mad story, but to summarize, my younger brother, innit? My younger brother, Ads Millie, he's an artist.
Mm.
Yep. See, okay.
He's good friends with J1. And during the first lockdown, him and J1 were on a app that everyone was using at the time, House Party.
Mm.
Okay.
We're just jumping into rooms with different people and stuff. And they've jumped into a room and they've met A1.
Yeah.
And then they've just connected from there.
Mm.
And then my little brother's put them on my radar, like, oh, yeah. My boys need a manager, or my boys do music, check them out. And then I've checked them out, I'm like, oh, they're hard.
Mm.
And then, you know, the rest is history.
How did you pick Latest Trends? That was the one that you said, all right, boys, this is the one we're going to go with.
Nah.
Wasn't even like that?
Nobody picked it. Like, the way it happened, yeah, it was so organic. Like, you know when, How do I explain this?
It slaps.
There's that, but there's obviously just that.
Like, you know, yeah, I want to call it some divine timing. Like, you know, when everything is just perfect at the right time, like, bare different things fall in place at the exact same time to make this thing work, innit? That's what happened with that song there, car. Yeah, like, I don't think the boys knew they were making a banger when they made it. They didn't even record it together initially.
Okay.
They both recorded it separately in their own spaces and whatnot.
Right.
And just merged it together online.
That's crazy.
One of them put a little clip on TikTok. J1 put a clip on TikTok.
And then he did numbers after that.
Yeah, it was. A1 told him, don't do it. J1 did it anyway. A1 was angry. A1 was angry. Like, what are you doing? Take it down. And then it just went crazy.
How did you feel? Because you're seeing that situation unfold as the manager. You're just saying, whatever helps it.
Yeah, you know what it is? As soon as it started going crazy online, we was like, yo.
We're keeping it up.
Yeah, and let's record this properly. Let's go studio. Let's really do this properly, innit? And literally, like, you could tell what was going to happen, innit? I don't want to say that. I don't want to say I knew it was going to go number two in the charts. But I knew that we were sitting on a big moment. Do you know what I mean?
Especially the way it was bubbling up, because it's a topic that we was going to discuss anyway. But, like, just seeing the success it had on, like, TikTok and other apps and just how it just blew up.
Do you know the thing about it is, for you on your end, because you're you're obviously, they're quite young brothers as well.
Yeah, they're young.
So there's no blueprint really for that TikTok success. So you must be viewing it, well, the same way we're viewing it. Like, how is that gonna translate?
You know what's mad, yeah? I always hear people, you know what's mad, yeah? People always, so since the success of the song and stuff, people have hit me up like, yo, bro, like, have you got any advice? I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I'm just like, it's going to sound mad, but my advice is just keep winging it. It might sound mad, like, yo, people might hear me say this and like, oh yeah, like, you got lucky. Cool. But just keep winging it, innit? Like, just keep applying pressure, keep winging it. Things fall into place, innit?
Yeah. No, I think that's the best way to play it. Because it just seemed very odd. And it is that, more or less, a proper first official single.
It is.
So that's, I guess there's no other way to play it, really, is there?
Literally, man, literally. Like, literally, what we've been doing is, so the thing went off. Obviously, we did things to help make the song
naturally
go off.
But it
was mostly organic.
And what sort of things that you as a manager puts in place to help the song do as best? Is it getting in contact with radio? Obviously, the remix of H. How does that come about as well?
You know what, yeah, it was love, man. So H has obviously heard the song, innit? Like, a lot of people heard the song. H heard the song. He's posted on his Snapchat, bigging up the boys, innit? I'm sure he found out their ages. He was like, rah, like, big up these young G's, blah, blah, blah. He was staying in London at the time. He was like, rah, like, someone passed word on to them. I want to meet them.
Got you.
Then what happened? Coincidentally, we're in a studio somewhere in London and I've bumped into H's manager. Big up addicts. So yeah, bumped into H's manager. And we just connected for the first time, so on and so forth. A few days later, H just pulls up at a studio session with the boys and surprises the boys. Okay, obviously, I knew it was going to happen, didn't it? You know, the boys didn't know. But yeah, man, H pulled up on the boys live in the flesh. And I respect them for it. I respect the whole team, addicts, H, all of them. Like, they didn't have to pull up in the flesh either.
That's what
I mean? Like, didn't have to pull up in the flesh. They could have showed their support from a distance. Now big up you guys. Maybe.
And
a
you think
FaceTime.
That makes it more organic because he did the verse in the flesh?
100%, man. And it was inspirational for the boys. Like, that was their first real rah. Like, we're musicians. That was their first moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because this was during lockdown as well, innit? So their song's going off, but
you can't, yeah.
They
can't see what that
actually looks like
in
the real world. You know what I mean? They're just seeing engagement online, innit?
I hear that.
But yeah, meeting H in flesh, in the flesh, seeing him record a verse in front of them, all them things, they're vibing, chilling. You get me?
So, bro, did you listen to the radio?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Is it surreal? I can't escape them boys.
It's crazy.
You know what's kind of
song
fun?
Kiss, Captain Lexion,
it's mad still. So the first time I heard it on radio, it felt like one of them movie moments. I felt like 50 Cent and Get Rich or Die Trying or something.
Mad,
like, you know,
come on.
What's my tape moments or something?
Yeah.
You know.
Like when the guy's just like listen to my tape or something,
yeah,
and then you hear yourself on radio, like you're waiting all night to hear yourself on radio or something, then you finally come on and you're just over the moon.
So this is the Mercedes-Benz moment where he's looking in the mirror and he's listening to his music.
Nah, I love that. What was the first radio station? How describe that moment? Obviously, we're like looking from the inside. That like, what's it? Looking from outside in.
Yeah.
So it's intriguing because the music world's always been something that's fascinated us. So
If I'm not mistaken, I think the first to show love on the radio on air might have been DJ Target on One Extra. Mm. Yeah. He played it. I think he played it on air. And yeah, I was in the car when he did that. I was on my way to McDonald's. Don't judge me.
No judgment here.
You get me? And then I just heard DJ Target shout out the boys, explain the story a little bit. I'm like, rah, so he's actually invested, kind of.
Yeah.
He didn't just drop the song, he actually gave it a little nice intro. And then I heard it, I'm like, rah, like, yo, there's on radio.
Yeah. And I can tell you're happy for them as well, because obviously it's your success as well.
Listen, it's crazy. It's their success, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But their thing, I don't even think they realize what's happening. I always try to explain it to them, like, yo. A1 was 15 at the time, innit, when the song dropped. He just turned 16 the other day.
Yeah.
J1, 17 years old. I'm like, bruv, like...
Them man, you don't even know what's about to happen when they can actually go outside.
Yo, when I was 15, don't ask me what I was doing.
Real talk.
I heard that. When I was 17, still don't ask me what I was doing.
Facts.
You know what I mean? You guys are actually on route to chase... Like, you're chasing your dreams and, you know what I mean? You're living your dreams.
Especially now everything's open.
Well, yeah.
Now so they'll feel
that. The tours...
Shows, what are we saying for shows?
Yeah, man, you know, God is good, man. They've got some bookings, like, so, yeah, man, I'm gas for them.
That's important. I think it's going to be a different, absolutely different vibe when they can actually perform the song. Mm, and it's definitely a sing-back sort of song.
I hope so, man.
I hope so. That song is catchy as fuck.
There's the networking as well.
Going around talking
to people, different artists.
People in the flesh.
Actually,
yeah,
feeling that the fan base as well. Because obviously, we've all been inside when that song's blown up.
Yeah.
And now I can actually see the people, talk to them, interact with them, and see their actual fans.
Yeah. We were staying, we had like this writing camp or the studio camp a little while back, innit? So we were staying in an apartment, going studio, had a studio set up in the apartment, and then we would go Oxford Circus because we weren't staying too far from Oxford Circus or Oxford Street, innit? So we'll go Oxford Street every time, every now and then if the boys wanted to do or get something to eat or just walk around, like, do you know what I mean? Just be in the city, innit?
Yeah.
And we would get stopped, or they would get stopped, shall I say, innit? And at first, I remember the first group of boys that stopped them, or I saw a group of boys walking towards them, yeah? And then, you know me, I'm just like, what's going on? These youths walking towards me for? And then they start chatting to the boys. I'm thinking, what are they trying to trouble the boys? And then I realize what's going on. The phone comes out. I'm like, rah, guys know, they know these people, innit?
Course,
and then it just kept happening and happening. I'm like, rah, people actually know these guys, innit? I'm like, yeah, that's big, man.
It's power of the internet, power of TikTok.
It's mad.
I remember someone sent me a video from work, I think. And I just heard a song in the background. And I was just thinking to myself, rah, like, DJ's like, with these people behind them, and it's just like the world works such a way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, credit to them, credit to you as well.
I appreciate
how important for you, how important is that next single for them? Not obviously, we know what it's like.
Yeah.
We have to be real.
Yeah.
How important is that next single?
Look, I'm gonna be honest, innit? So, like, when you have a big single like Latest Trends, innit? Like your first song out the gate goes off like that. Automatically there's this pressure, like, oh, are they one hit wonders? Like, oh, can they do it again? But and the boys put that kind of pressure on themselves as well, innit? Like, they, these guys want to be around for a long time, innit?
Love that.
You get what I'm saying? But for me, it's like, yo, I've heard the music, like, these guys are talented. They're gonna be around for a long time. And also, I'm not here trying to chase, for me, innit, I'm like, right, let's not chase another Latest Trends.
Let's
just drop music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what sticks will stick, what happens will happen. Like, we're gonna be around, innit? You know what I mean? So
I love that. That's the best response. That was a response I think that was necessary. It is that thing, you can't is again, the same way you guys have been organic throughout everything, you have to continue to do that. If you try and switch it up or you over calculate it,
trust
that might be when shit goes left.
And this is what I keep saying, I'm like, rah, we didn't, like, latest trends was very organic, innit? The way everything unfolded was organic. Like, obviously, we did things, we managed the way things were blowing up. That's what we did, innit? We managed things as they blew up. So a lot of what we did was kind of reactionary, innit? You know what I mean? Like, we were reacting to things. And I'd like to believe that's what marketing is.
Yes.
Yeah. Marketing is for sure. Reacting to things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And figuring out how to, you know, deal with it. Like, yeah, like, so if that's how that worked, let's not try too hard to manufacture or, you know, like, let's not change what we did the first time round, innit?
Yeah, because otherwise it doesn't become organic anymore.
Yeah.
It's now fiction. It's now like, what's it? This trap guitar sort of sound. Everybody's making the same sound, the same style. Some bars are hard, some bars are just the same. But yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. And then you'll find somebody else that wants to try and make that song that you just made blow up, and then it's flattery. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm sure you've probably heard one or two.
It's interesting still, like, it's interesting. So I've just noticed a lot of songs. I don't want to say Latest Trends was the first song to go off on TikTok, because I'm sure it wasn't.
Of course.
But I remember at the time speaking to someone at the team on TikTok, the TikTok team and stuff, and they said that's the first song from the UK to go off like that without, because it went off before the, that's what you were saying, like, songs that go off like this, usually it's a planned campaign.
But we know this.
It's a planned campaign, like, this was meant to happen, whereas this was proper organic. There was no, like, at that point, there was no campaign.
Yeah.
Do you get me? The thing was just going off. They were like, rah, they haven't seen that before. So when he said that, I'm like, rah, man. And anyway, after all of that, I've just noticed, bro, like,
people have been using
that. I see what you men are trying to do.
Yeah, it's that thing. And then I guess someone has to go through the door in order for others to follow. You know, maybe if you man don't do it, then commitment issues doesn't do as well as it does on that.
That's a banger still.
It is. And do you know what? You guys have to, I mean, obviously we've seen the success of Body, but like, maybe that doesn't happen, you know, if you man don't go through the door first. If TikTok themselves are telling you that, then, you know, there's already something there.
I hear you still. Those two songs are bangers though. Body's a banger still. That song's crazy.
You rate it?
It's going off. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. The thing,
how do you feel when, like, obviously you're so invested in the boys at the moment, how do you feel when you listen to other music now? I don't think it would kind of change that much.
You know what's mad? Yeah, I don't really, if I'm being honest, like, I don't really listen to, I don't want to say music, I listen to music, but I don't really listen to rap too tough. It's a lot of R&B. Yeah, a lot of R&B, neo soul.
But from what perspective? Because I was speaking to Manny, and we were talking about, like, everything he's doing and what you're doing as
well.
And, like, he was saying that...
Shout out to Manny.
Yeah, man. I need to get him on there. But he was saying that when he listens to music now, because he's managing, he doesn't even listen through enjoyment no more. In his mind, he's trying to calculate, he's trying to see what he can do with a song, if it fits this artist, if it fits this criteria.
Okay, so the
enjoyment is gone. Do you That's still feel enjoyment thing. When you listen?
Nah, man, I enjoy music. Okay, but the only thing, like, so I enjoy music, but because of the kind of music my artists make and the music I'm in and around, I hear it a lot. So
word.
When I do go out of my way to listen to music, it's usually, like I said, R&B and stuff like that. But off the back of what Manny said, I do other things. Like, I have these other moments where I'm like, I'm watching a TV advert and it's got an artist in it, or it's got AJ in it, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about the business of it. And
I
that's,
see.
That's the way my head is working now, because I'm a manager and stuff. So I'm looking at him like, oh yeah, he's got a sick brand deal. Oh, that's a sick sponsorship. I'm looking at
You're trying to look at the opportunities.
I see. I like that. It's like, oh, that's sick still.
So what's, I mean, let's say, there's certain artists out there now that if you could manage them, is there anything you'd do differently, or just to put on your managing hat?
Would I do anything differently if I was managing somebody else?
Nah, not really.
Just, it depends who I'm managing, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a different approach to different types of artists, you know what I mean? And yeah, like, I can't do all the work. The artist does a lot of it as well.
This is true.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit here and take bare credit and act like I'm a genius or the genius behind everything. The artist does a lot of the work as well.
I hear that. I guess a question, I don't know how to word this, but like, going forward, what is it for you as a manager? What is it you want to achieve?
You know what, yeah, I'm just a fan of music, bruv. Like, I'm just a fan of music. Like, I'm a fan of our culture as well. And I'm just here to be a part of taking it forward. Just be a part of it, take it forward. I'm here to, yeah, just be around. You know what I mean? And another thing, yeah, when I say I'm a fan of our culture, and when I say taking it forward, yeah, man. Like, I feel like A1 and J1, I feel like that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we're doing. When I say taking the culture, a lot of people might look at it and be like, yeah, that's not our thing. But I'm like, right, it's our thing.
It's our thing, man. Nah,
That's our thing still.
I got a question, yeah. This is top of the dome. Usually what happens with young artists, like we've seen countless times of what happens to them. What is your plan to take them away from that downfall that young artists usually have?
When you say downfall, what are you talking about? That
I guess just not getting mixed up in the wrong.
You talking about
so
drugs,
they
drink, mental health,
the public image. So whatever comes with that. So if it's alcohol, bad boy image, this and so on and so forth. Like, how would you? What is your plan to avoid that? To keep them just,
you know, what excelling? Is it? I'm not here to avoid anything like that. Like, I'm not here to avoid anything, really. These guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So their own guys, you know what I mean? And they're only 16, just turned 16 and 17, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these guys are going to go through changes in personality. They're still finding themselves. You will see that in their music or their musical choices, their appearance. You'll see these things change, innit? It would be weird for people to be confused by that, because when everyone was at their age, they were going through the same changes.
Yeah.
So I'm just here to, if they're gonna find themselves, they're gonna search, they might change, man. You might go bald one day, might get a mohawk one day, dye their hair. Yeah. I'm not here to stop all of that. Yeah. Do what you're doing. Like, let's document it. Let's document it. Let's make music, let's record content in the studio. Like, let's document it all, man. It's life, man.
Nah, it has to be done.
100%. Fam, do you ever, because obviously the last time we had you on, we were speaking about you and everything going on with you. Do you ever hear a beat and then your mind starts ticking?
You know what's mad, yeah? Like, I haven't made music myself in long. I don't think that's my thing right now anyway. I do believe that the moment will come again where I feel inspired. And
do you feel like you're so invested in this now, it would...
Yeah, 100%. I don't want to call it a conflict of interest, but I don't... Personally, I couldn't think about making music whilst managing artists.
Okay. So you're not telling the producer, yo, put this on this USB. I'll do this.
One time, we was in the studio, though. There was one time we was in the studio, yeah? And we was working with a producer, Jay Keys. Shouts out to Jay Keys. And he made this beat. Like, he just made this beat. The boys were wrapping up a session. He made this beat. And then someone was like, oh, yeah, that's Deej. That's your type of vibe, you know? And then you get me feeling like the old guy, you know, just putting the beats back on. You get me? Let me get my old beats back on. Yeah, might have just dropped the 16 quickly.
Has to be done.
It was like, rah, yeah, hard. You get me? Yeah, man. But generally speaking, I'm not making music right now.
Would you take on more artists?
Yeah and no. Like, I'm not trying to have a squad of artists, because I'm not, like, everyone's in this thing for different reasons and everyone has different capacity, like, you know. People are capable of different things. Me, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can and can't do in it, and I'm not I'm not here to be a manager that just dips his hand in every pie. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not just trying to have guys on the roster because I think they might blow. Mm. I'm actually here to add value. And if I feel like I can't add value to your thing, even if I think your thing is going to blow, go off because you're talented, if I can't add value, I'm not here to leech or jump on that wagon. Do you know what I mean? That's, yeah, so.
I think that's the best, yeah, that's the best attitude you have.
Understandable.
Yeah, 100%. Man. I guess anyone else have any questions before we...
I was going to talk about the power of TikTok, but truthfully, we kind of went into it already. Do you know what I mean? It really shifted.
Crazy.
Shifted things.
Nah, TikTok's crazy, man. I remember, yeah, an early conversation I had with... I met these cool guys, man. Some tech guys. Tech guys that now have involvement at a label. I think they have their own label.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I met these two cool guys. Very tech-savvy guys, innit? And they were just talking about, they were like, rah, what you guys are doing is sick, like, TikTok, that's crazy. And then we had this conversation where they were just like, yeah, like, on our side of things, because they work on the label side of things, they're like,
yeah,
labels are behind the curve. Like, there's people on this side, on the label side, that are looking at TikTok and still don't believe it. Like, nah, that's not music. That's just... content, like, you know what I mean? They're hearing songs on there. Nah, that's not really music.
How could they have that thought process? When
I get what they mean, though.
It's one of those things. I feel like this always happens. History repeats itself all the time. The new thing comes along. Everybody discredits it for as long as they can until they realize, oh, nah, let's be a part of it.
Get with it.
Because I don't see how you can... It's the same way that Vine was instrumental in blowing up some songs.
Yeah, man.
TikTok is doing this on a daily basis.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Tech, man. Get with it, man.
Because it's definitely the future. I don't see how you can have an issue with it. It's definitely pushing songs. There's songs that wouldn't have done even as well without the help of TikTok.
Listen, bro, like, let's be real in it. So I've seen certain songs come out. Songs are hard, by the way. They've come out and they're doing decent, but they've not yet broke the charts. They haven't broke the top 40 or anything like that. Then weeks after release, and listen, when they come out and they're doing decent, imagine, like, the team behind the song, the label and everything, they have a marketing plan and strategy in place that's actually in effect.
Yeah.
And the song's doing all right. Then some mad random moment will happen on TikTok where someone on the other side of the world in Australia or something just sees this song, uses it.
Potential, yeah.
Yeah, uses it as a sound and does something stupid. Yep. Not related to the song whatsoever.
Yeah. The artist didn't even have that.
Yeah. And then it goes off and then it becomes a trend on TikTok.
Crazy.
That's it.
And then before you know it, that song's in the top 10 on the charts now and crazy. It's having a moment now. Like,
they're doing their stuff, man, they're TikTok, touring, man. They're living their life.
Yeah, man. Nah, man, it's for real. It's even with big artists that they, like, I think Nicki Minaj LLC went back in the charts just because it became a TikTok.
That's what happens, bro. Yeah. Like, so,
like, it's nuts.
It's not linear anymore. It's not what we knew it to be.
The rules have gone out of the bin.
Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, don't get it twisted. I hear this word a lot. So I hear people in the industry, on the label side of things, talk about a traditional strategy. Like, oh yeah, we do things the traditional way, innit? So all that traditional stuff still works, but do you get me?
There are other ways that are just as, if not more effective
at the moment, innit?
Do you think that kicks down the door? Well, I think we can all agree that kicks down the door and lets in people who might not have been allowed in the room. 100%,
man, 100%. A1 and J1 don't get in the room, like, if not for these kinds of platforms, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where do you go to? Like, where, like, what do you do? Record a song and hand out your physical copy, CD?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, you know what I mean? Like, it just open up the doors for a lot more people, and it's good, because at the end of the day, it's driving the culture forward. Do you get me? It means that more people are seeing what we're doing, more people are getting involved in what we're doing, and it's just driving everything forward, man.
Perfect. Now, interesting question. How do you feel about GRM? So obviously that's a great UK platform.
Yeah, big platform.
Would you ever put the boys on there? I know they've got their own channel where they do their own thing as well. So there's obviously, they don't necessarily need it, you know? But how do you feel about it? What would you say to artists? Because I've had this, like, debate with myself. Would I put my music on there? Yeah, you would, because it's got such a big reach.
Yeah.
But could you do it on your own?
Yeah, like, GRM's a sick platform, by the way. Very, very, very important to the culture, innit? Like, yeah, man, GRM still. that I'm sure there's a bunch of people that had never listened to our music before, but just through algorithms and stuff, just through algorithms and things on YouTube, like, they've come across GRM as a platform, and then they've just clicked on one song, then they've ended up going through a bunch of songs, and before you know it, they're aware of the UK thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shouts out to GRM. Would I put my artist's music on there? Yeah, why not? Not necessarily A1 and J1, maybe, but for, like, we've got a platform, you know what I mean? Like, the boys have got a YouTube channel, over 120,000 subscribers in such a short space of time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's, you know what I mean? That really helps an artist having that really still.
Yeah, for them, like, it's sick. Like, they've got subscribers that are invested in them. So that's why we drop content, even not just music, we just drop content on their channel.
I rate that, man.
Other artists.
You have to feed the people.
A lot of artists don't do that, you know? Yeah, big artists don't even have their own YouTube page.
Which is always too late.
Mind-boggling.
It's crazy. I guess times were, like, when some artists started, that wasn't the thing, innit? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You went through the platforms like LinkUp, GRM and stuff.
Had to be done.
And yeah, man, so I wouldn't even, I couldn't even say it like, oh yeah, they don't have their own channel. Like, man. Like, they're still doing their thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that.
But yeah, obviously, if you could make your own channel, it's a good thing to do. Still drop music on GRM if you wish to drop music on GRM. I guess you just have to weigh up the options and different strokes for different folks, innit?
110%. I think, that's the best way to look at it. That's just something I've always thought about. Like, what would be the best way for an artist to drop their music? And I guess it's, at the end of the day, it's really about reaching the most ears.
Yeah.
And if you can do that through whatever platforms available, you have to just take that advantage, really.
And you know what? Another thing, different platforms, innit? Like, let's be honest, innit? Different platforms, whether it's a meme page on Instagram, or one of them gossip pages, or a music platform on YouTube, people have different audiences. There may be an overlap in audiences, but different audiences. So people are there for different reasons, isn't it? So
yeah.
I remember I was talking to someone and they've got an artist. They're like, yeah, we're ready to drop. I'm going to hit up all the pages on Insta to promote the song, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just thinking, rah, you know what? Too many times I've seen artists just shell out a bunch of money, pay these pages to put up their music, and then I read the comments. Although it's engagement, like, people engage with it, they engage with it on that platform. So on Instagram, they engage with it on that Insta page.
Yeah,
not, they don't go to the YouTube.
See.
And when I look at the Insta page and the comments, I'm like, oh, they're rinsing this. They're
because
dissing,
you're not
man.
Reaping, you're not reaping the benefits.
They're dissing, man. You know, like,
that's what you want. You want to reap the benefits, of course. Like, the positive feedback.
Yeah.
And the people, the fact that you're maybe going to get like 1,000 followers from that, but then you look at the posts.
People don't even necessarily
pages.
Get 1,000 followers. Sometimes, man, just get cussed. And I'm just like, right. I'm like, why is everyone hating? And then I just clock, oh, why are we posting a freestyle on the Shade Borough? Saying that I don't work sometimes. Like,
they're not there for that.
They're not necessarily there for that. They're there for some tea in it. Like,
that makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean? They're there for some green tea and that. Like,
they've come there for one reason only. You weren't here to hear a brother be rapping.
You know what I mean? Although if you're hard, you're hard. Someone might take it in, but generally speaking, they're there for different things. So that's not necessarily the most efficient way to market or promote your tunes.
Nah.
And the same with platforms. So, for example, I don't know. I don't know it all, innit. I don't know if A1 and J1 get the same reaction if they drop on GRM. I don't know. Considering the music that gets dropped on GRM, I don't know if they take A1 and J1 seriously.
Yeah,
it's tough because when you drop on there, you could just be, you know, there's hundreds of tracks in a week potentially.
Yeah, you could get lost in the mix.
Could
you know
get
what
lost,
I mean?
Yeah,
get drowned by the algorithm. Yeah, you don't know.
And the genre itself keeps changing every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's always gonna stick within that sort of taste of music. Whereas A1 and J1, they've done something that is beautiful and completely different and organic, of course, but when you put it in GRM daily, it doesn't even fit. It's the jigsaw piece that doesn't fit.
Maybe you know what I mean, but I'm happy we did it the way we did, innit? And
for sure
worked out the way it did.
But I'm talking about that song in particular. I mean, there could be other songs out there that could slap heavy.
I feel you, man. But yeah, shouts out GRM, man.
Who was
yeah,
number one when you guys were number two?
Just hey, man, let's not have that conversation.
Don't give them no shine.
I'm joking, man. You know what it is, yeah? It was this tune, yeah?
I'm trying to beef them for them.
Yeah.
Yo, man. That's like
what's
sad.
The song? What's like, it why called, are you as angry as I am, bro?
It's called, what's it called, man? I don't even know the name, man. I just know a couple words in the name, or is it, whether it's the artist or it's the name of the song. I don't know, man. I just know Sea Shanty or something like.
Well, oh, you know fuck. The yeah, nah, I'm livid. The boys are too talented. I know what song it is.
Man, I deeped it, man.
Nah, go, man. Yeah, that's man. The game. It's still an accomplishment, bro. Don't let those numbers ever.
I'm not even taking it away from that.
Nah, I know.
I was gutted, man. I'm not even going to lie to you, man.
Gutted. Because you guys deserved it. We can come back hungry, isn't it?
We'll run the block, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. See, Shanty, my ass. That man can get out of here. It's a joke.
Yo, I thought, hey, man, I'm competitive, innit? I wanted the number one.
No, and yeah, as you should be.
Mm. But I saw man like Gary Barlow and them, man, singing that Sea Shanty song on TV. And
you wanted to look up the whole room.
Yeah, man. You know, and Deck and all them, man, they was getting behind it. I'm like, yeah, we're not getting that number one. That's getting me. The whole of Britain's behind this one. Yeah.
But it's... There's certain tracks you can't beef.
Of course, man. But yeah.
That song is, again, is another TikTok. Yeah, it was.
That song had mad moment online. But anyway, like, I was just happy that the boys were a part of...
That's how many people in their lives can say that. You know what I mean?
Trust me.
So it's just it's a W whatever way you look at it.
100%.
Yeah, of course.
Fam, that's what you managed. What you and the boys have managed to achieve. That's real shit. Yeah, you know,
it's big, man. It's big still. Long may it continue.
Oh God, that's a fact.
Yo, we're looking at more hits and more number one single coming. I'm telling you now, man. Fam, you heard it here first.
Oh God.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, for real. Does anyone have any other questions before we wrap up?
Nah, man.
The music.
Yes.
Of course. The song selection. We didn't do that for the last episode, you know.
It's all right.
No. I'm ready, man.
All right, so.
I'm ready, man.
Deej.
I'm ready, man. Ask me a question, man. I'm ready, man.
What are you listening to at the moment, then?
I was going to ask him the question, but...
No. So firstly, let me tell you what I'm listening to at the moment. I'm listening to a lot of stuff, you know. I swear to you.
Okay.
Hardly any rap, but...
That's cool.
I'm listening to a lot of Sir.
Sir's cold.
I like her a lot.
Don't like his brother though.
Daniel.
You already know how I feel about that man.
Another like conversation.
Daniel Caesar. Listening to Solange. A lot of music still. Sometimes I'm listening to Norah Jones. I don't know if people know who Norah Jones is. Yeah, man, that's old school. Sometimes it's Oasis. I swear to you. Sometimes it's.
Don't look back in anger, and then man.
I swear to you,
sometimes I just dabble in a lot of different types of music, but
that has to be done.
Yeah, man. But obviously.
So if you had to pick one, just a
one
song.
Track that you're listening to right now, we're gonna add that to the playlist.
Oh yeah, nah, tell a lie as well. I'm listening to a lot of Afro beats as well right now. Actually,
okay.
A lot of Rema, Burna Boy, Wizkid, of course.
Of course.
Lot of Burna Boy though. Can't lie, I really, really like Burna Boy at the moment.
Burna Boy.
Yeah. Are we going to the concert?
What concert? When is it?
It's in August
or something.
Money FMX, that's all I'm gonna say.
Ticket.
How much is standing?
Say.
120, bro. Nah, I think more.
He can keep that.
130, yeah, I think. Something like that.
Man, it's COVID, just Burna Boy.
Hey, I understand it.
The markup is higher,
isn't it?
I'm assuming that has something to do with COVID, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
They have to make their money back. And do you know what? People were complaining online, but they'll go.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to be seeing people's Insta stories.
It's going to be lit, man.
People need to enjoy their lives, man.
Sweat out and dance. Yeah, man.
100%.
Dance, sing your heart out, man. Enjoy it, man.
For real,
nah.
Burna's a king.
Your man wants to cry, bro. He's like, what?
No, I'm all right. I'm okay. I don't have to go. You know, there's YouTube.
Live stream.
The energy in the place, though.
Yeah, no.
Burna Boy is hard, you know.
Yeah, he's something
else.
Yeah,
you better be dancing.
He's something else.
Yeah, man. I remember there's this tune he had that come out, man. What's it called? It's with Zlatan, yeah.
Oh, that song is so cold.
Yo, man. I remember, yeah, my cousin from Nigeria, yeah. There was a time where he just snapped me some pool party in Niger, innit? And everyone was dancing on a mad thing to this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And the energy was just mad, like high energy in this video. Like, and I'm like, what song is that? And then he's like, hey, that's Burna Boy, isn't it?
And then later, just like not too long after, the song reaches over here, innit?
Yeah.
And then I was at some function one time in Shoreditch, yeah, and Manny Norte was DJing, innit? And he dropped the song.
Yeah, the drum.
And listen, yeah, man, the energy was high in that place.
Has
like,
to be.
He even
man.
Stepped away from the decks and that to start just dancing. Like,
say
like,
word.
Yeah.
That song is a banger. Yeah. It's clean.
Yeah.
When they played it in him versus Popcorn, I said, "Yo, you might have lost. You've lost."
Yeah, that song is mad. Still,
nah, something else entirely. How about you guys? What are you thinking of?
Man, what are you saying?
I'm gonna pick a song while E-Man looks.
There's a future.
I might throw it back, you know, because I actually liked the song when it came out, but it wasn't an official release. It's Charlie Mace and The Guy in the Building Right Now. Song, what is it? Rugrat.
Rugrat.
Bro, when he finally released it, I said, "All right then." Because I heard, we heard the rough copy, innit? We heard the rough, and to hear it on Spotify, I was like, "This is love. This is what I want to hear, bro."
I love that.
Shout out Mace, man. He's hard, man.
Mace is funny as hell, bro. Yeah, he posted one crypto video yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, this guy is too funny, bro.
Nah, that guy is a joker, you know.
I love it. You know, I don't know if it's on streaming, but Pain is the Essence, Stubbs featuring Giggs. I don't know if it is on stream.
It must be.
If it's not, then my second choice will be Spin That, the Irish Dons, K7, Debo.
Okay.
Hard as bricks, man. Them boys in Ireland are getting they're getting busy.
Yeah, man. Shouts out them guys, man. Hard storm.
A92.
Mm. Yeah, man. What are you saying?
There's several different songs to pick from. Recently, it was a throwback.
This was
Huey and Lloyd, When I Hustle, and I remember that song when it came out. That it was a completely different. It was just completely different to what I was listening to back then.
I was
listening to way too much G-Unit. So then when I heard this song, it was really lovely, really nice.
Yeah,
but I think I'll choose another song for episode 89.
Okay, I'm recording two episodes currently at the moment.
But episode 90, my song choice.
That's all right. I think it's the AC.
This AC's playing games.
It's making better noises for you.
My God. My song choice is No Hard Feelings by Manga and Merxton, recently released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Merxton is going to release something fairly soon.
It's cold still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he looks like he's cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pick one more for the other episode. I'll pick a song by Samina called Rice and Gravy. He's a wavy man. He's a wavy artist.
Oh, I guess if we have to pick another option, let me make sure. It's going to be a J. Cole song.
Okay.
That boy stays in the playlist after that album. God, man. 95 South.
Shut it down. So you really like that album, yeah?
What are we getting into this?
This is why Renee came.
You didn't like it?
Nah, I think J. Cole, I like the album still.
I think. Do you know, I'm right there with you. This is the first album from him I've liked in a minute.
But I was about to say, like, I think the album's good, innit?
You like it.
It's not easy to make an album, innit? Like, a body of work and that, innit? Yeah. J. Cole can spit, like, he's tough with the rapping, like, tough bars. Like,
yeah.
It's cold, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, man.
Yeah,
personally, innit?
Right.
I don't think Cole is making music no more. Innit?
Wow,
what?
What do you mean?
He's not making music no more.
You know what? I actually hear you on
Cole,
that.
Yeah, I listen to old Cole. I listen to old Cole. Yeah,
and I'm like, man,
he was making music. Like,
okay,
I'm hearing beats. Like, I'm hearing beats that are reaching me, like, reaching my soul. Like,
okay,
I'm hearing the message. I'm hearing these bars. I'm hearing him. Like, I'm like, yo, like this song is just perfectly put together, innit? I'm hearing this music now. I'm like, yeah, he's just spazzing, and that's what he's doing. He's spazzing.
Oh,
okay. I'm following you now.
Yeah.
When I went to see Forest Hills Drive live band, innit? So I'm hearing instruments, like, and like they're amplifying the instruments. I'm hearing reverb on the instruments, and it's touching me.
Yeah.
You get me?
Nah, I hear what
this
you're saying.
Album, like, if he tours it, I don't know where I'll hear the instruments in it. Like, I don't even know if he'll have a live band or.
Yeah.
Like,
I doubt it. Is it? It's better than his two previous efforts.
I think it's better than KOD.
I don't even know how people I don't know how people can listen to For Your Eyes Only.
I don't think it's better than For Your Eyes.
That's
no.
cap.
No.
I don't think it's better than For Your Eyes. I think it's tougher in terms of him barring, in terms of
what the content is on For Your Eyes Only. It's completely different.
He tried to sing them For Your Eyes and didn't
because
work.
This one, yeah, he's giving out bars.
What, For Your Eyes, it worked, man. It was hard.
Nah, I thought it was terrible.
What? Hard. Very hard.
There's only two. That, right. There's two songs that I go back to: Neighbours and Immortal.
Yeah, I remember you spoken about this the other
that's
day.
That's it, man.
I listened to For Your Eyes only the track at the end. I think it's deep.
It's one of his best songs. That
I think
song.
It's deep. I was watching Joey Badass talk about it. He was like, "Rah, he was on a plane one time. That song was playing."
Mm.
And he said, like, his eyes were filling up, innit? Like, he was getting teary. And then the next song was Solange, Cranes in the Sky. And he just started bawling. Like,
he was going through it. God damn.
Bawling. I'm
that's
like,
funny.
Yo, Shuffle was trying to kill that man.
Yeah, he's trying to put him in a split. Yeah,
for deep, real. I like.
Now that you've explained yourself, I do understand.
That
what
was
you're
a good explanation.
About.
Yeah, I hear what you're
saying. I was waiting for him to land, but you like yeah. I fully because that
the plane
that,
landed and the people clapped for them.
Yeah, that album is just lyrical. I was telling you, man, this is a lyrical exercise.
Yeah, lyrical exercise.
This is just
like,
there's nothing
exercise.
Wrong with it. I enjoyed it. I
love
enjoyed it.
It. Personally, I fucking love
yo,
it.
I was here for it, man.
I was waiting. You know, I was waiting for music. Like. I was waiting for Forest Hills Drive again, but
you're never gonna hear that. I don't know if we'll ever go back to that.
I know, like obviously I get it. You have to leave artists to do what they do in it. Like he's already done Forest Hills Drive. Why am I asking for it again? I get it, but
then again, this is the off season.
I don't know.
And the fall off is coming, isn't it? That's the next one.
The fall off is more of what I'm looking for, isn't it?
Maybe more thrilling as a just
yeah, man.
Just you know,
I
know what
you're
trying to say.
Forest Hills Drive last night. Last night I listened to Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah.
Every single song went off.
It's a classic. I'd use that word loosely. I know.
Even the intro and outro.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable saying that. That album is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's you know when you think of like a time in your life and music can do that.
Yeah.
2014 Forest Hills Drive does that.
Hard. Even Born Sinner, I listen back to Born Sinner as well, and I'm like, yeah, like I like that. I prefer Forest Hills Drive, but Born Sinner has bare moments when I'm like, Cole's
Born Sinner feels
music.
Like the natural or what, like you could tell the ideas or someone capable of making 2014 was there.
Yeah,
that's how I look at Born Sinner. Like, I think that makes me appreciate Born Sinner more.
Yeah, facts.
But he's a great artist. I just think he had a bit of, he went, do you know what? Sometimes artists go through a period where they don't make music for you. Or I was actually thinking about this the other day, is an artist might have put some stock in the bank with yourself in the sense that they made that album was so dope, I'll listen to their next two albums no matter what the quality is. So for example, the best example of that with myself is Playboi Carti self-titled album. Loved it.
Yeah.
You know, but front to back, like this is, you know, it's mumble rap, but you know, it's just vibes.
I know where he's going.
Dialit was aight, but you know, he still had stock from self-titled. That fucking, what is it?
A Whole Lot of Red.
A Whole Lot of Red was terrible. I've never listened to any music by that man again. Stop Benito.
You know what? Sorry, you just said a term, yeah, that just, get me, just went off of my head. So you said mumble rap, innit? Where did that term come from? Did the rappers themselves?
Nah, that
themselves
was just like
rappers,
I don't know.
Right?
It was just like,
or were they insult? Like, was
it was
insult?
Used as an insult.
It was, yeah, yeah. It was just an insult.
Was it 2016, the whole SoundCloud period? That's when they were like saying all those Lil Uzi Vert, Playboi Carti, Migos to some degree.
Because first it was you know, it was the hard rap, you know, the hard rap. Then the next thing, Drake came out waving his hands. And then now we hear the Migos, and everyone's going with it.
Why,
as well. But then that's New York. That's New York just being New York.
Okay.
They were taking a piss out of Atlanta, the South. And then that's when they realized that. Well, I mean, as you said, sometimes it's too late.
Guys from the South, though.
Yeah, because you have people like Designer.
But maybe Rocky.
Maybe it's a term of like. Just people being scared of what's the new.
That's what
so like they'll say this is going to be TikTok music, but then eventually oh no, it's not TikTok music. This is actually music.
Always happens in our culture. I always
we do it all the time.
Why do we always frown upon?
But
the
I think
new
most team? Genres do it. Like
I don't know, do they?
Nah.
Is it just us?
Rock was terrified of punk.
I hear you still. Okay. But I feel like the way
what is punk?
Punk is like the best example is fucking. I might be wrong, so if I'm wrong, please correct me. But what's that band?
Because I always thought that rock and punk were the same thing.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. The song is dope, and I can't remember. Nirvana.
Okay.
So it's, I don't
know. That's punk.
I think that's what it is. Or Sex Pistols. That's definitely punk.
What a name.
Put your hands up. I got my Sex Pistol. That's crazy. But yeah, so genres are, I think it happens in every genre. It just seems, I think rap or hip hop, rap, whatever, evolves very quickly.
Okay.
So I feel like something always comes out that makes people like, oh, a bit, you know, scared. Because New York was scared when the South was coming out. They fucking booed Outkast at the Vibe Awards, I want to say. How are you booing at Outkast? Outkast is for the kids.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's mad store. New York.
Come to Death Row if you don't want your manager dancing in your videos.
But speaking about that, so speaking about
Sugar's a crazy guy.
The state of New York, yeah. Rest in peace to DMX, you know. That's what I'm going to put on the playlist for this week coming, because his album is dropping basically Friday. We've already recorded this, but the Friday coming for us, which is Griselda. You know, I love Griselda. Yeah,
the playlist is Griselda.
The playlist is pretty much Griselda.
Yeah, thanks.
I respect that. What's that, guy?
Hey, I'm with it as well.
Yeah,
don't worry.
So
I'm with it as well.
It's Griselda and DMX. It's DMX featuring Griselda. Yeah, but
shouts out DMX.
When you listen to the track,
DMX is hard.
You discussed
man.
It in the last one. Yeah, his legacy
it's,
is cemented.
It's hard still. DMX is hard.
But my man said Brenda, Shalisa, to teach that, I was here for it, man.
But in this track, he's talking about like he's 50 years old and he's still going. Well, of course now he's gone.
R.I.P. respect.
He was living his truth in the track.
I need that. Love Give me it. That energy, man.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I think. Made in Chafford podcast episode 90. Honestly, bro, thank you so much for coming through, bro.
We appreciate you, bro.
Really appreciate it. Real insight into the industry as well. So,
guys, man,
we gotta get you back here when
the number one single.
When the number one single comes, and obviously when AJ beats Fury,
when Femi, when Femi beats Luke.
Okay. That's it. That's it.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.